When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Odyssey Sports Station. It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, snap. No, they didn't. A boneless rib sandwich.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What do you want for Christmas? Whatever that is, I hope you are getting it, or I hope that Santa brings you what you want. It's funny because Randy Mack earlier today was saying, keep the kids away from that Santa tracker. That's the funnest part, man. Like as a kid, that's the funnest part, to know where he is, what's going on. Like, is he close? Do I need to go to bed? I mean, like, that's the best part of this if you have little ones with the whole Santa tracker. But it does become nerve-wracking because then they always go, where's he at now? He didn't change. He's not that far from where he was 30 minutes ago. Where's he at now? So, Merry Christmas to everybody listening. Thanks for being here and listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell, Mike is off and hanging out down on the beach, I believe. You said he had a picture with his shirt off earlier. Is that what's right, Turtle?
Mike Bell, ATL.
Yeah. I didn't see it. Not sure if I want to. But I'm hoping that you guys have a Merry Christmas. What do you want, by the way? What are you asking Santa for?
Carl, I have everything I could. No. How about
I was about to say you're lying.
How about a full-time hosting game?
Okay. That's what I was going to say. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real.
No. Well, I do want that. But no, I mean, listen, man.
What do you want, man? Come on.
I don't. The things I need in life right now, Carl, are not present worthy.
Okay.
Like, I need a car.
Okay.
I ain't getting that for Christmas.
You might.
I need a new apartment. I'm not getting that for Christmas.
You could.
I'm at a point where I need like major big boy life upgrades.
Okay. All right.
Like to want for individual things, like a new pair of headphones.
Yeah.
I'm good, man.
Okay. So those are the kinds of things you are wishing or hoping for. That as 2025 gets
the new year brings prosperity.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
It does.
That's what I hope for.
No, listen, and there's nothing wrong with that. I will say this. I think sometimes we get so caught up in the gifts and stuff, and it's just the thoughts, man, and like people thinking about you. I called an old friend today. His wife passed away, and this is the first holiday without her.
Oh.
And I called him today, and we talked. And we were talking about, you know, how difficult it is in the transition. He's doing good as can be. But the fact is, like, don't forget about those people. Don't forget about those individuals in your life who need maybe a phone call or just something to say, hey, how you doing during the holidays? Because that's really what matters. And Turtle, to your point, like, it's not about the physical gifts. That's great. But ultimately, it's just all stuff, right? I mean, it just is. And so if you have your people, you have loved ones, you have people you care about, your parents are still here and you can tell them you love them, if you have a great relationship, like those are the things that you should be doing. And those are the things that really matter. And I only say that to say sometimes we get so caught up with this other stuff. So I ask you what you want, but you know what? What you're hoping for can come true.
Life goals.
It can come true.
Or you could just do what Carl did, is buy a wife a new car.
I did do that. Boy, I can't wait to.
All that sentiment to say, you can also just buy your wife a new car.
Things are good at the crib, I got to tell you right now. Boy, I can't wait.
I see you finished that Gatorade.
Yeah, man, I was thirsty. What are you trying to insinuate here?
Hydrate.
I mean, come on. If I wanted to get it in, I would have drank an energy drink, all right?
We got those too.
That was not an energy drink.
We got those too.
That was not an energy drink. Hey, Hawks win last night. They are back to 500. They beat the T-Wolves. And again, Ant-Man was in town. Michael Conley. How old is Mike Conley now, by the way?
He's got to be 35, 36 at least.
Conley's been in the league forever, but he's still a really good player. Rudy Gobert, Julius Randle. Jaden McDaniels, by the way, really good player. This wasn't close. I mean, the Hawks run away with this thing, 117-104. We were talking about this earlier, and the defensive presence of Dyson Daniels. For everybody talking about the season Trey's having, and I thought Caleb Johnson, who covers the Hawks for us, said, you know, this year, Trey has taken on more leadership, more vocal, all the things. For everybody saying, like, oh, this is a different Trey, it's not a different Trey. Trey's been this guy. I just believe the defensive prowess of Dyson and the team and the connectivity is just what's different. And, oh, by the way, DeAndre Hunter's different.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah, what's up?
You just said he's always been this guy, which I think is very important caveat there.
Yeah.
He's always been this player.
Correct.
Has he always been this guy? I think he's taken on a new role in that way this
year. Okay, that is fair. When I say guy, I'm talking about his skill set. He's always been able to give you 10, 15, 12 assists a night and score 30 if need be, or score 10. That part of it has always been there. It's being accentuated because the way the team is playing. And therefore, people think something different is going on with him from a player standpoint. That is what I'm trying to say. To your point about the leadership and all the other stuff, maybe that part of it he has taken on more of an onus to say,
hey. I don't think it's maybe. I think it's absolutely.
But look, who else was going to do it? Honestly, like when you look at this team and you say, all right, Bogey, that's not his role.
No.
D. Hunter, he's been – it's not his role.
I didn't work on anything.
Clint is not going to do that. Jalen's still a very young player. Even though I love Jalen's game, I think, like, who else was going to
Jalen's
do it?
Jalen's a silent assassin, too.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He's great. But, you know, again, he had 17 last night, 17-11. I'm telling you, he's a 20-point, 10-rebound guy every night.
Well, he's literally averaging 20-10.
20-10.
Yeah.
I just feel like who else is – Risha Shea's just got here.
Yeah.
Like, so – that's part of it. Like, I think there's a natural progression that happens. But I also think you have to want to. You know, and Trey has had teams. When he first got here, he had leaders and vets he was playing with that took on those roles. Either way, they're playing some really good basketball right now.
Guys like Landry and Kunin that have come on this airwave, they've just said as much, Carl.
About Trey?
Giving the team over to Trey.
Oh, yeah.
They've said as much. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I was skeptical. I think everyone had every right to be skeptical.
Well, but remember at the beginning of the season when I said he's happy and it was one of those things like, well, why wouldn't he be? When you're trying to fit all these pieces and sometimes it doesn't work and you're forced to try to work through that, it makes the situation untenable. That's what you saw with Trey and
DJ.
DeJounte. Right. So now you put him in this situation where he can be that true distributor. You get guys around him that can score and shoot and playmaking and defense. And look what's happening. Now, I'm not telling you they're a championship caliber team, but did you have the Hawks playing the way they are right now and being competitive? Hell, did you even have them getting in the NBA Cup and doing what they've done? They're beating the Cavs twice.
Over-under win total the Celtics. For the year was 34.5.
They're going to get
that
there.
That tells you everything you need to know.
They're going
to
get there. That to me is not, knock wood, that's not even a question if things continue the way they are.
Well, it's health. That's what Caleb Johnson said as well, or Caleb Williams, as you like to call him.
Yes,
that's what he's, because let's be honest, along with the inconsistent play of Trey and DJ, the last couple of years, has there been a more injured team in the NBA?
No, and that's been part of it. That's why I needed him to get healthy to see what this rotation and what they were going to look like. But give Larry Nance Jr. some credit too, man. I mean, Big Body Roddy, David Roddy, all these guys that you went, who are they picking up? Have contributed. Veet contributes. You know, and again, Garrison Matthews last night. Gary Bird, 25 points off the bench.
Yeah, and I said this before, and for anyone who didn't hear it, I think...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a stat worth repeating. We all talk about Dyson Daniels' defense. He's added 10 points per game to his average. That's incredible. He averaged 5 points a game in New Orleans, Carl. He's averaging nearly 15 points a game now.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Well, that doesn't happen.
It does if you're allowed to. I don't know if he was allowed to be the player he is here. And that's the brilliance of this trade, right? I mean, honestly, give Landry Fields, the general manager of the Hawks, an A-plus on this. Because getting him... Also retrieving 2 first-round picks in return, which is what we got for those of you who don't know, and having him contribute the way he is. Guys, he played 34 minutes last night. Jalen played 35. Yeah. He's on the floor pretty much all night, and he's contributing in every way. So I totally agree, Chris. Great stuff on the Hawks. They will play, by the way, Thursday against Chicago. And then they will play Saturday. So they got a couple home games here. Chicago, Miami, that Saturday game is early afternoon, like 3 o'clock. And then I think they go out west. They've got Denver next weekend heading into the new year. Then they're at L.A. and the Clippers. But it's been a fun team to watch so far.
Make a prediction.
About the Hawks?
Next year, they're playing on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That I agree. Yeah. Well, they were, and then they weren't. All right, coming up, you're going to hear our conversation with Wes Durham, guys, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. What did he learn about Michael Penix and also his thoughts on the college football playoff coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.